Moore calls Joseph Lieberman with a request.
I was humbled, I was grateful, and I was excited.
Residents along the wildfire-ravaged Idaho-Montana border prepare to evacuate.
Today is the day to get all of your personal items out of your home.
And who owns this rock legend's name? This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Cammy McCormick. Joseph Lieberman is Al Gore's choice for a running mate. The Connecticut senator got the call today.
He asked me if I would be his running mate this year. I said I was honored.
Lieberman is en route to Nashville, where he's scheduled to arrive within the hour. And that's where we'll get the formal announcement tomorrow. It's also where we find CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Campaign aides say Al Gore chose Joseph Lieberman because of their shared opinions and the feeling that he's a trusted partner. Spokesman Chris Lehane downplayed any notion that the choice helps distance Gore from the president's personal behavior, which polls indicate still resonates with many voters.
What Joe Lieberman represents is the fact that Al Gore is going to have a ticket that's going to represent the future, the new guard, and it's going to stand in stark and sharp contrast to the Republicans. The George Bush, Dick Cheney ticket represents the old guard.
The campaign also insists Lieberman's religion, the fact that he will be the first Jewish candidate on a national ticket, is not a factor, but top aides say the choice does show how far the country has come. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Nashville.
Lieberman has split with the current administration before on issues like Social Security and school vouchers. He sided with Republicans. He was also a critic of the president's behavior in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. You wouldn't know that from the president's reaction to today's news. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is with the president on Martha's Vineyard.
Proclaiming himself a longtime friend of Joe Lieberman, the president had nothing but praise for the Connecticut senator, calling him extraordinary and an amazing person.
I think he's one of the most outstanding people in public life. He's a bold thinker. He's always full of new ideas.
It was Lieberman who broke the Democrats' silence with a Senate speech denouncing the president's misconduct in the Monica Lewinsky scandal 2 years ago.
Such behavior is not just inappropriate. It is immoral, and it is harmful.
But if the president harbors any resentment about that speech, it was not apparent in his hearty endorsement of Lieberman today. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president on Martha's Vineyard.
And what about the reaction from the George W. Bush camp? We asked CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato, who told us the Republicans are already digging up some dirt on Lieberman.
Lieberman is a good man, well-respected, says a top Bush campaign official, but the official claims questions should be raised about the Connecticut senator's acceptance of money from the pharmaceutical industry. Asked whether Lieberman's integrity provides cover for Gore when it comes to President Clinton's scandals, the official argued the vice president cannot be separated from the deeds of a president.
And now this.
You start my morning, you stir in my soul. You warm my heart, make me feel whole. Your aroma calls me, starts my morning. Happy morning, your name is bold. It's mountain grown, now you're here. Your aroma helps me wake, and the day is mine to take.
Hey, bartender, turn up the volume. The game's about to start. God, listen to that guy.
I feel sorry for his date.
Hey, buddy, you ever hear of a fork?
Hey, maybe it's the missing link in his mitochondrial girlfriend.
Some of us think we've evolved more than others, but are we really all that different? Find out when TLC brings you the fantastic story of human evolution. It just may change the way you look at the past. Dawn of Man, a two-night television event beginning tonight at 9, only on TLC.
Wildfires in the West are chasing hundreds of people from their homes, and firefighters are finding their job very treacherous.
The crews are getting tired, the firefighters are getting tired, and there just doesn't seem to be any relief coming right at the moment.
CBS News reporter Stephen Kaufman is in Montana near the Idaho border.
Officials here in Ravalli County say the number of homes destroyed by wildfires could come close to 100. County Sheriff Perry Johnson says his deputies are going door to door conducting a so-called knock and talk.
And get all of your personal items out of your home that you'll want to take out of there, because there's a very good chance that as active as this fire is, we'll order an evacuation in the next day or two.
In the last 24 hours, the number of acres burned in the Bitterroot National Forest jumped 40,000 acres to 100,000. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Hamilton, Montana.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Do you ever have sudden feelings of panic or fear? Or do you ever feel like you might lose control? Are you sometimes overwhelmed with worry or anxiety, wondering if you'll ever find help or any real answers? I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety, and I suffered with anxiety and depression and panic attacks for over 20 years. I was afraid of my thoughts, of losing control and embarrassing myself, and of death and dying. I was totally consumed with worry, but I didn't know these symptoms were from anxiety and depression. I believe I suffered with anxiety all those years so that I could help other people do what I've done, recover completely. Our program has helped hundreds of thousands of people when other methods of help have failed. I've produced a seminar on tape that will show you the amazing results others have achieved and how you can control your anxiety and depression. Medication's not the long-term answer, and living with constant worry and fear and what-if thinking is exhausting. I invite you now to please call to find out more at 1-800-ANXIETY, 1-800-ANXIETY.
Federal safety officials are now doubling the number of deaths they think may be connected with Firestone, ATX, and Wilderness model tires to 46. That may be because of an increase in complaints since reports that the tires shred apart on the roads. Federal investigators are looking into whether they're faulty. Is the food you're eating safe? The Center for Science in the Public Interest claims seafood is the biggest cause of food poisoning in the U.S. Group's Carolyn Smith-DeWall's advice to seafood lovers?
Avoid raw shellfish, particularly from the Gulf Coast. In addition, they need to purchase seafood only from reputable fish dealers and make sure it's been kept cold.
Eggs came in second on that list. The center claims there are 75 million cases of food poisoning each year in this country. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
First, the bad news. Mortgage rates are at their highest since 1996. But the good news is you have LendingTree.com on your side, where a network of banks and lenders compete for your business. And with one form, you get up to 4 great offers back within hours. Mortgage rates are rising, but you can still find a great deal if you know where to look. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. Equal housing opportunity. For additional information and state license disclosures, please visit our website located at www.LendingTree.com.
Are you looking for sizzling hot technology? Then visit our Super Mongo Virtual IT Career Fair!
There's a better way, people. Computerjobs.com. Real jobs. Updated hourly. Customized to your individual profile. The tools you need. The results you deserve. Take control. If you're serious about your IT career, you'll go there.
Computerjobs.com. Outlive your code. Upgrade your future.
More headaches for travelers out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport. More than 100 flights were canceled again today by United Airlines because of bad weather and a refusal by pilots to work overtime till they have a new contract. On Wall Street today, gains for blue chips and tech stocks. The Dow finished 99 points higher. The Nasdaq up 75. Wouldn't have been one of his concerns while he was alive, because who knew we'd be battling over domain names during the era of rock legend Jimi Hendrix. A UN arbitrator has now awarded the rights to JimiHendrix.com to the Hendrix family. It's part of a global effort to fight cyber squatting. That's when people buy the names of famous folks and hope to resell them for huge profits later on. Julia Roberts has won the domain name, JuliaRoberts.com. British singer Sting lost his bid to take control of Sting.com. That's the World News Roundup for Monday, August 7th. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.